they were greater than him. When he was greater than them, what does that mean? They were greater than him. The inu neviya v'yiyu loy neviya. They were neviim, and Nechemya was not a navi. But v'yiyu adif minayu diyu chaza v'yinu lechaza. He saw and they did not see. In other words, even though Nechemya, even though Zechariah, Chagai, and Malachi were neviim, and Daniel was not a navi, but still this one Mara Daniel saw, and they did not see it. So what's the question? Since they did not see it in my time of Ivis, how come they got scared? Even though they themselves did not see it, but midim azlaya chozi, their mazel, their sar, their mazel saw it. And number of Vina said, Shramif, mirror here, Haiman de Mavis, somebody gets scared, Afagav Yule Chaz, even though he doesn't see why he's scared, but you should know, Mazle Chaze, your Mazel does see. And my Tekante, how could you fix yourself up? Linchev Meduchta Yabagamidi, let him jump from his place, 4 amis, let him move back, 4 amis. Inam Yurels Likri Krishma, let him say Krishma. The Koi Bimokam Atanufais, if he's staying in a bad place, dirty place, that he can't say Krishma there. So Leim Hoch learns like this. Isa Devei Tavcha Shemeni Minoi, like the goats by the butchers are fatter than me. In other words, leave me alone and go after those goats. All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding now Tav Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph, around 5 lines, 6 lines down. The Mor Dashon is a Pesek in Yishayahu that it says Lemarbe Hamisro. Like the more Amab Hamisra, the more governors, the more rulers you have, Ulushalomain Kates, there's no end to the peace. So the Mora says, Omer Rabbi Tanchin Dashins, that Dorash Bar Kapora Vitzipura, Bar Kapora Dashin in Tzipuri, Mifnei Ma Kol Mem Shabiem Tzateva, usually every word, if there's a mem in the middle of the word, Psuach, it's an open mem. And only where is the close? The mem is closed at the end of the word. Here in this word, lamarbe, this first mem, amarbe, sosum, it's a closed mem. How come here it's closed? So the answer is, because the bikesha kodesh baruch hu lasos chizkiyo mashiach. Really, kodesh baruch hu now saw fit that chizkiyo hamelech, he should be the mashiach. V'sancheriv goygu mogag, and the enemy of Klal Yisrael, sancheriv, he should be called the machemes, this should be goygu mogag. In other words, it's ready for Mashiach to come now. But right away, Omra Midas Adin Lefnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Midas Adin, the Midas of Judgment, said to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ma David Melech Yisrael, Madich by David Melech Yisrael, Shoma Kame Shivus Vishes Brachus Lefanecha. He said the whole Sefer Tehillim. He said so many praises. Shivus Vishes Brachus in front of you. Still, Lo Yosisa Mashiach, you did not make him the Mashiach. That you did such special nisim to Chizkiyo privately. He did not say Shiva back to you. Or at least the Pshat is, he did not say Shiva the way he was supposed to. He does not say as much Shiva as a David HaMelech said. Rashi explains, what is all this nisim? Rashi says, Shenitza Misancheriv. He was first of all saved from Sancheriv. And secondly, Vinisrapa Michoyev, he was sick, and Navi said he's going to die, and he was healed. So he should have sang much more Shivush Shizbrochus Rakhodesh Baruch than Dovr HaMelech. So since he did not sing enough to Hashem, that's why the Midas Adin is saying that's not fit that he should be the Mashiach. So Moses says, so therefore, Lakach, therefore, Nistan, therefore, this mem was closed, like right away, Rakhodesh Baruch Hu kept quiet, and he did not make Chizkiyo the Mashiach. Miyad, so that's why in this word of Lamarbe, the mem is awesome, is closed. Smur says right away, Miyad, right away, Poschoritz, the earth itself opened up its mouth, for Yomer Lefonav and said in front of Ribbono Shel Olam, said to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ani Oimeres Lefonecha Shira, we will say Shira to you, Tachat Tzadik Ze, instead of the Tzadik, instead of Chizkiyo, for your soul Mashiach, but still make a Mashiach. And the Pshat could be, the Pshat is, what does it mean the earth will sing? The Pshat is from the great wonders, from the great nature of this world, you come to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. they sing out the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu just by looking and understanding this world. Mevrat by Yemos HaMashiach, there'll be so many nisim that will be coming out from the world itself that you'll be able to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they said, like, we ourselves will sing to you that people will see you HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So let Tzidkiyo be the Melech, let him be the Mashiach. And Poschov Yom Shira, they opened up the mouth, the orits, and they said Shira Lefon in front of Hashem. Shinem the Poschov says in Shayo, Mikenaf Oritz Zemiras Shemanu, like from the ends of the world we heard singing, Sevila Tzadik, like the desires of the Tzadik, the praises of the Tzadik. So the orits said Shira. So Omar Sar Oilm Lefonov, the Tsar of the world, said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Sivyonai Osla Tzadik, like they're doing praises for a tzadik. Rashi says Shar Olam means that the Malach Shekol Olam Mosa B'yodai, he's the head, the charge of all the Malachim. So Shemano Tzvila Tzavah says Shar Olam Shom Masai Tzivyon L'Shot Tzadik, like you said, they sang and they gave praises to the tzadik. So Yotza Basko came out the Yomer and said, Rosalie, Rosalie, the secret is to me, the secret is to me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, listen, it's up to me. I'm not going to tell you when I'm going to bring the Mashiach, when the case will be. Omar Novi, so Novi said, this is all part of the pasuk, only Ad Mosa, like Oyvei, how long will we have to wait until we'll have the Mashiach? So Yotza Basko V'Yomra, Basko came out and said, V'Yomra, Boigdim Bogodu, Uvegya the Boigdim Bogodu. A treachery things have to be done over and over again. What does that mean to say? To Yom Arova, V'Taymer Rabbi Yitzchok, Adiyosu Bezuzay, Bezuzay, Bezuzay. That there are plenty of more enemies that have to come against Klal Yisrael. They have to, some say, goes on a Dalai Malchius, but there's plenty of more to happen before Mashiach could come. Then the Pasuk in Sheol says, Masa Duma, the carrying of Duma, a lie kaira, it was read to me, Misei from Seir. He said like this, Shomer ma milaylo, the watchman, what's going to be from night? Shomer ma milayl, the watchman, what's going to be from night? So what does the Pasuk mean to say? In other words, Rashi said, Shomer ma milayl means, ma dova mosai keitagulo, milayl ze, when will come the end of this night of this golus? So Amar Reb Yochanan, Oysai ha malach hamamuna ala ruchais, the Malach that's appointed over the Ruchas, over the Neshamais, Duma Shemai, his name is Duma. So in this Kapsa called a Ruchas, Eitzel Duma, all the Neshamais came to Duma. Omrula, they said to him, Shomer ma milaylo, Shomer ma milaylo, like watchman, what's going to be, when's going to come the end of this Golis? So Omar, he said, Shomer, Shomer, the watchman said, Osa boike v'gam laylo, it became daytime, it's still night, in Tavoyun Boyov. If you really want, show it. Shuvu, return, Osip, and it will come. What does that mean to say? That, like Rashi says, Osip, Boike, Betzimiya. So, or else Rashi says, Kachoma, Shema, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Osip, Boike, Gula, Tavoy. The redemption will come. But the Gam Laila, but right now it's dark. Our Metchila, Tia, Golis, Harbei, first has to be a lot of a Golis, before there'll be the Gula. But in Tavoyin Rashi says, I mean, Tavak Shuli Gula, if you really want to have a redeemer, if you really want to have the Mashiach, Boyev means Big Shurachmim, Esa Kodesh Baruch Hu, beg for mercy. And Shuvu, Rashi says, B'tshuva, come back into Tshuva, the Yosul Gula, and then the Gula will come. So as the Pasuk says, Volutzi and Goyel, Ulushev Fesh of Yaakov, that the way the Mashiach, the Gula will come, is the Christ that does the Tshuva. Tana we learned Mishum Rabbi Papayas. Genai Yulu Chizkiyo Visayos was a big Genai to Chizkiyo and his group. Shilo Yomu Shira, the fact that they did not say Shira to Hashem, at Sheposchor till the earth had opened up its mouth, the Yomu had to say Shira. Shinema the Pesach says, Mikna Foretz Zemiros Shemana Tzvila Tzadik. From the ends of the earth we heard singing back to Hashem. A type of another sentence, a statement like this is said. The Pasuk says, "Va'yoyne Yisroi Baruch Hashem Mashirit Aleschem." That Yisroi said, "Baruch Hashem." He's praising Hashem. That Hashem saved Klal Yisrael. So Tanya was learned. Mishum Papayis. Kinayu l'Moshe v'shishin Rebuyim was the Genai for Moshe and the 60 Rebuyim. Shiloi Omru Baruch. They did not say Baruch Hashem. Ad Shebo Yisro Yom Baruch Hashem. Until Yisro, he was the first one to say Baruch Hashem. The first one is the question, like, there were other tzaddikim that, really, that gave praise back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, the whole Klai Yisro said, as Yashir, so what's the Sach of Baruch? What's so special about Baruch? The same thing from the Kotzka that said that the pshat from the Maile of Yisro was true, if Hashem does something good to you, so you go and praise back Hashem. But here the good was not done to Yisro. Yisro like was a ger. Hashem did good to Klai Yisro. Yisro was able to see the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu did good to somebody else, and he praised Hashem for the fact that Hashem did good to somebody else. That's a great madriga. If you see that Hashem is doing good to somebody else, for that you should go and praise Hashem. You should be happy that Hashem is doing good to somebody else. That was the midah of Yisro. That was Baruch Hashem. And the pasuk says, "Vayichad Yisroi." Yisro became was happy, but still it says lashon of chad, sharp. So what's lashon of sharpness mean? So Rav Shmuel Masechus Rav and Shmuel. Rav Amar Shehevi Cherev Chodo Al Basaroi. He took a sharp knife that went over his flesh. So Rashi says it means like he was so happy that he became a ger. He made a bris mila. He was mezgayer through mila. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says no. Shenase chidudim chidudim kol basaroi. His whole flesh that became full of needles. In other words, it bothered him a little bit. The fact that we're talking bad about the goyim, as he was a goy before, so he felt bad about that. Rashi Shoy made some yoyd al mapolis mitzrayim. He felt bad for the downfall of the mitzrayim. And therefore, Omar Rav says, "Haimu the Yamar Yinshit is what people say. Giyur, if you have a giyuris, ad asora dori le tavaze yamoy kamei, to not embarrass a guy in front of him. As even though he's a Jew now, but still he'll feel bad for the goyim, since he was that way before." Then the pasuk says, another pasuk in Yeshayahu and Yud, "Lochein yishalach chodon Hashem tzavokos b'mishmanov rozen." Hashem will send a fat one and rozen a lean one. So my, what does the pasuk mean? B'mishman of rozen, a fat one with a lean one. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yovo Chizkiyo Yechizkiyo Navshikom Chizkiyo Amelech Sheyesh Lo Shemoy Nashemus. He has 8 names to him. For Yifri should pay back, he should give punishment from Sancheriv. Sheyesh Lo Shemoy Nashemus. He also has 8 names. Chizkiyahu, what are the 8 names of Chizkiyahu? Chizkiyahu, the pasuk says, Chizkiyahu in Shayahu, it says, Ki yeled yulad lanu, a child was born to us, and then nitan lanu, a son was given to us, v'ati ha-misro al shichmoi, v'ayikro shmoi peleyoyetz, he called his name peleyoyetz, el gibo is mighty strong, avi ad, he'll be a father forever, Sar Sholem. These are the 8 names of who's called. For the Gemara Ivoika Chizkiyo is the main name, we call him Chizkiyo. So Moshe says, no, that wasn't his main name. That was just Shechosku Ko, that Kosh Baruch Hu gave him strength. Tovrach, another pshat is Chizkiyo, Shechizek as Yisrael Avim Shepashamayim. Chizkiyo was the one that gave Chizek to Klai Yisrael. Like in his times, everybody was learning Torah, he was a melech, and he himself learned Torah with tremendous asmodom. And since he did it, everybody else followed him. That's what we know before. Really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted he should be the Melech HaMashiach. Because at his times, everybody was learning Torah. Everybody from Medon via Beersheba was Boki in Elochis and in Gemara. So that's the Pshat. He was Mechazek Yisrael Levin Shabashamayim. Now Sancheriv, where are the 8 names of Sancheriv? Sancheriv, the Chesed B'Rafas says by him, Tiglas, Peleser, Panoser, Shamnoser, Pul, Sogun, Asnapir, Rabba. Fiakiri, a big one and an important one. For the Morai, the Ika Sancheriv, that is the word Sancheriv, Morasesh, Shesichosariv, his talk was arguments. That's what Sancheriv means. His Sichosar, the speech he had, was always in arguments. Tavrach, another Pshat is, Shesach, he spoke, Fenicha Dvorm Kapimala, he spoke like not nice, he threw bad words against Hashem. Omer Rabbi Yechidan, Mifnei Ma Zoch Roisa Rosh LaKroisa Yasnapir Rabov Yekira. How come Sancheirib Zoch had this name? He's a Snapir Rabov Yekira, a big one and an important one. That's a nice name. So when I said Mifnei Shalai Sipa Begnusha Shalat Yisrael, because I call upon him, he did not speak bad about Eretz Yisrael. Shneimer the pasuk says, "Ad bei v'lekachti yeschem al Eretz kiyatschem." I'm going to take you out of Eretz Yisrael, and I'll bring you to another new land, like your land. So he did not speak bad. He didn't say the land he's going to take above all is going to be better than Eretz Yisrael. He just says it's going to be like your land. But since he didn't speak bad about Eretz Yisrael, that's why they gave him this name. Now, Rav Shmuel, Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, Chadam one says, Melech Pikei Choya, Sancheirib was a wise king. For Chadam one said, no, Melech Tipesh Choya, he was a foolish king. Leman Diyom, Melech Pikei Choya, behold, he was a smart king. I Aminu Lu Adifo Miyareichu, because if he would have said that the land he's taken you is better than Eretz Yisrael, almost they would say, Kama Shakras, you're lying, it can't be better than our land. Therefore, he did not want to say it was better. He just said, it's the same. Rashi says, Shri'ein Eretz Mulei Menu. There's nothing better than Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, he was smart what he told him. Oman Diyam Melech Tipeshai, the one that says no. Sancheirib was a fool. Because in came of so, my Revusei. Like, what is he gaining? By telling me, I want to take him to a land just like your land. So why should he want to leave? But if he wanted to get them to leave, he should have told them, I'm taking you to a land that's better than your land. But just by saying, I'm taking you to a land that's like your land, so why should they want to leave? They should have said, what do we have to gain? So it was a foolish statement. Having more says, La'ichin Igli, to where did Sancheirib take the Eden? Where did he take him? As she says, Sancheirib la'seres hashrotim. That Sancheirib was put into exile the 10 shrotim. So where did he take the 10 shvatim? So Mazutru Ama Liafrika, he took them to Africa. Trebuchaminu Ama Lahar Solug, that's where he took him. Now Avu Yisrael, but Klal Yisrael themselves is Sipru B'gnusha Shel Eretz Yisrael. They spoke not nice about Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says Avu Yisrael Ki Aglinu Sancheirib, when Sancheirib put them into Golis, they spoke bad about Eretz Yisrael. Kimot Yerusalem Shusamu Shush. When they went to his place, they took him to his called Shush. Armu, they said, Shav Yeliyarian. It's like Eretz Yisrael. Tzmar says that Kimot Shush. When they came to the land of Shush, where Sancheirib brought them to, Armu, they said, Shav Yikiyarin. It's just like our land. So it's not nice. Eretz Yisrael was better. They shouldn't have said this land is like Eretz Yisrael. Kimot Olmin. Almin, when it came to Almin, this city, Almin, they said, Almin, Ki Amru Ki Almin, they said, our land is like Almin. Ki Moti Shushitre, when it came to this city, Shushitre, Almin, they said, Achatrain, that this land is doubly as good as Eretz Yisrael. So kids said, they did not speak so nice about Eretz Yisrael. Then the prophet says in Yishayo, Fetachas Kvoidoi, and under his covetous respect, Yikoi Ki Yikod Eish, there will be a burning of fire. So what does the prophet mean? Amr of Yechanan, Tachas Kvoidai, for like Kvoidi Mamish. It means under his covered, but not his covered Mamish. So Rashi says, what it means to say is not the goof, and not the neshama, but the clothing was burnt up, but not the body itself. And Kinoz, the Kvoidai Mamish is the goof and the neshama. Tachas Kvoidai means the clothing. And Kihodi Rabbi Yechanan, like Rabbi Yechanan, Kori Lamane Mechab Doisai, if he called his clothing Mechab Doisai. Like his clothing is what gives him respect. Reb Lezer Eimer, Tachas Kvoidi Mamish, no, under the covered Mamish got burnt up. What does that mean? Kisreifas Bnei'ar, just like Bnei'ar was burnt up. Ma'alahala and Sreifas Neshama V'guf Kayim, the Neshama was burnt up, but the Guf is Kayim. Izaf Kani Roso, Sreifas Neshama V'guf Kayim, the Neshama was burnt up, but the Guf was Kayim. Tona we learned Mishmet Reb Yishua Ben Korcho. Paroi, Shechirav biyatzma nifra HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Power himself that cursed Hashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid him back himself. Yeah, power Shechirav biyatzma nifra HaKadosh Baruch Hu imena biyatzma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid him back his punishment himself. Sancherif Shechirif, Aidei Shliach, Sancherif Akrost Hashem, of two.